White, Ballard Vale, Massachusetts, August 30th, 1878. Dear husband, this is a beautiful morning for camp meeting. I spoke about 15 minutes last evening, Thursday afternoon, upon the heart conversion, as well as head. We had freedom in speaking. Elder Mooney followed, saying it seemed like a piece of 1844. He spoke well. Testimonies followed to the point. The Spirit of the Lord was in the meeting, and the work commences right. Impressions of the right order are being made upon ministers and people. I rode 6 miles yesterday to Lawrence. New England looks fresh and green. I wish you were here, if you could be set down here without having the exposure to heat and dust. This morning the meeting opened well. I spoke about 10 minutes upon the necessity of earnest, diligent effort to set our house in order, for our own salvation and the salvation of others. I spoke with great plainness. The response was made at once by many strangers to me. They seemed to feel deeply, said they felt in their own souls a great lack which they had never sensed before, that they would consecrate themselves to God anew. The work is moving well. Last night I slept sounder and more hours than I have done previously for 1 year. I feel refreshed this morning. My heart is the only trouble now. I have decided not to attend Vermont meeting, but to attend Iowa and Nebraska meetings, then the general meetings in Michigan if I am needed. But I feel that I am least needed there of anywhere. There are several preachers there, and they all need my testimony: Elder Haskell, Buell Whitney and wife, Brother Farnsworth, Brother Robinson, Elder Mooney, Elder Haynes, Brother Orcutt, Elder Goodrich, Elder Smith. None here from Vermont. This is an important meeting. I shall attend the Eastern meeting in Maine. I hope you are improving your privileges to the very best account. Be cheerful. Be carefree, be happy, and feel that you are just as much in the line of your duty as though you were engaged in active labor. Become strong for future labor. You can make our children very happy by gaining in physical, mental, and spiritual strength. You can so arrange that this season together shall be looked back upon as one of the happiest periods of their life. Let them carry their last remembrance of us as the most happy, because we have made it so. I must close and go into meeting. Much love to you and our children. Your wife.